From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Bram Sable-Smith. Imagine going to a doctor's appointment, but you didn't know how to get to the office, didn't understand the complicated healthcare system, and didn't speak the language of the healthcare provider you were seeing. This is often the experience for many immigrants and refugees in the United States, and one organization in Colombia, paired with dedicated nursing students, is doing its best to help. KBIA's Rebecca Smith has more.
It's about 9 a.m. on a rainy and chilly Friday morning. Emily Nguyen and Stone Chen, two senior nursing students, are driving to pick up a refugee who's new to Colombia to take him to his doctor's appointment. When they arrive at the Burmese refugee's home, they are greeted by his wife.
Are you Liana?
But Lalda Liana himself is not yet awake. Once awake, he gets dressed, and within 10 minutes or so, the entire group is in the car headed to the appointment. At the doctor's office, Nguyen and Chen stand back and watch as Liana hands his insurance card over to the receptionist and pays his small copay.
I think one of the big parts of our program is we're trying to promote self-sufficiency.
That's Stone Chen, one of the two nursing students that are paired with Refugee and Immigration Services here in Colombia for their community health class, where the goal is for them to learn about public health by doing public health. And this program also does a lot for the refugees involved. For their first 90 days in the U.S., the refugees are covered by Medicaid, and then
they're going to go to various of appointments, and we're going to guide them. And so maybe the first time we'll help them basically talk to the people in front desk and make sure that they have an interpreter. But as more appointments they go, we're going to let them speak to the front desk, let them call the interpreters. We'll be there to guide them, watch them.
And evaluate the level of self-sufficiency the refugee has reached. On their grading scale, red means the navigator must do everything for the refugee, and green means the refugee can do it on their own. John Marin was one of the nursing students who worked with Refugee and Immigration Services last spring.
We're not there to take the place of the existing resources. We really just want to advocate and make sure that they're being used.
This is so the refugee can eventually feel comfortable and confident going to appointments on their own. According to the Spring 2015 Annual Report, Refugee and Immigration Services has helped resettle nearly 1,500 refugees since 2005. And in 2014, the case managers and nursing student volunteers helped set up 132 health appointments. But Chen says it's more than just appointments.
Our volunteers can schedule a time meeting with the refugees where they live and walk with them to the bus stops and basically show them, guide them how the bus system works.
Emily Nguyen says the program continues to grow. Nursing students created the health program, and this semester, Nguyen and Chen are taking it another step further.
Stone and I recently have been trying to focus on resources in the community, like the farmers market, and then also educating them on benefits of physical exercise and eating healthy.
From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Rebecca Smith.